Hi, Gedvach. This is Yisachar Wartell, and this week is Parshat Re'eh. I want to mention before we start, Shir sponsored Loving Memory, Sar Baal about Menachem Mendel, Meher Neshama HaMenaliyah. And there is so much to talk about in this week's Parsha, Parshat Re'eh. One idea is something that I think I heard from Rabbi Gladstein. I mean, I apologize, I may have heard it from a different route. Is there an idea of Re'iyah, right? Seeing, right? It says Re'eh, right at the beginning of this week's Parsha, seeing last week's Parsha. We actually had Shmia. I mean, we had a couple other things too, but it actually started off with Ekev Tishme'un, right? So we have a concept of Re'iyah and Shmia, and this actually ties in very much actually to a concept of hearing and seeing, both of which are connected to Av and Elul. I believe hearing comes before seeing, and that therefore Av is hearing and Elul is seeing, which would make sense in order of the Parshiot, but I would need to double check that. Now, there's a lot that comes into play, whether we're talking about the Parshiot or the Shema, but there's many, many references to hearing and seeing. We also know by the Aseret Dibrot that, you know, it says that Bnei Israel saw the sounds, which is something that a lot of commentaries struggle with to explain. And we know that seeing and hearing, in Hebrew at least, but even conceptually, like psychologically, they're not just limited to the basic senses, right? When you hear something, when you're Shomea something, we often translate it as hearken, right? There is an idea of understanding, of comprehending, internalizing what you're hearing. So too, when you see something, if you're just told about something and you're having trouble envisioning it, yeah, you can use your imagination. Absolutely. But, you know, until you actually see something, whether it's a graphic or certainly you see something in real life, even if you see a graphic or a picture of a sunset, that's not the same as seeing a sunset. Certainly seeing the Kotel is not the same as seeing it in a picture. There's some things you just need to see in person and some things you need to realize and see with your eyes. And then there's also a higher level of perception, which is kind of seeing with your psyche, that like realizing something to a full totality. And when you can perceive to hear something and you can also see it, then you can get the full package. So the goal that Hashem is telling us is to be able to connect to Him through the mitzvot and through the learning of the Torah and through everything else, whether it's Kabbalah, Hidbodidus, you know, Moser, whatever it is, right? Other people, you know, Shal Shudas, whatever it is, right? There's a way to connect on such a deeper level that the way you perceive and see things will be shaped and guided by the Torah, its mitzvot, and most importantly, the lens. You see a lens through one which is attached to a Kadosh Baruch Hu is something that's amazing. Now, speaking about eyes, right? Now, this is something which is interesting. Speak about seeing, speak about eyes. There's so much talk about here. It's just, you know, I'm going to talk about it briefly. This week's parsha begins with the words, as I said, Re. Re Anochi Natenu Fnechem. See, I have placed before you today, bracha uklala, blessing and a curse. The Sfas Emes points out that the word hayom, today, is not necessary. The rewards and punishment for the mitzvot are ongoing, and this notion of Hashem presenting is not momentary. So what does it mean today? It's not like, okay, only today you will see Hashem. Only today you will hear Hashem. Only today you will see the mitzvot, right? And obviously it's not that way, right? Every day it's ongoing. Mitzvot are ongoing. The relationship with Hashem is ongoing. So rather, Sfas Emes explains that just as on that day Hashem placed before them a blessing and a curse, so too every day. Every day you have an opportunity for it to be a blessing, for it to be a curse. Are you going to do something productive or are you going to do something destructive? Are you going to see what really is before you and perceive it? Or are you just going to walk around blindly? What are you going to do? Today, the next day, and forever, the world only exists because of Hashem's will. But what's our role in it, right? Every day is a new creation in a sense because it's a new manifestation of Hashem's will in a certain sense. And if He hadn't willed this day to occur, then time would have stopped prior to its inception and the world would cease to exist. But we also exist in this world every day. The fact that we're still alive means that we have a role to do in this world and that Hashem wants a relationship with us in this world to connect with Him. Every day, every moment, every challenge, every opportunity in one's life, everything put before you can either not only be seen and perceived, but used in a very, very detailed way, hopefully for a blessing. Unfortunately, things that people seek, you can also, and perceive, you can also turn into very evil and diabolical ideas, effectively become a curse. Now, these words are the first pasuk in the parsha, Re'eh Anochi, Noten Ofnechem Hayom Bracha Uklala. See before I place to you today a blessing and a curse, are numerically equal to the words Hastir Astir Panai, I shall surely hide my face. This is a very famous passage. Some are unfortunately oblivious to Hashem's presence, but you can't spell oblivious without obvious. I don't know if I made that up or not, but it's pretty cool either way. Hashem's presence and his involvement in the world are abundantly clear to anybody who looks for it. But there's simply those who just don't see it. They have their blinders on, sometimes intentionally, sometimes unintentionally. Now, what about those who believe in God and his mastery over the world, but do not see his everyday involvement? There is so much happening every day, so many things that could potentially go wrong in your car, in your body, whatever it is, and they don't. There are nisim and neflos, miracles, wonders happening every single day. Everything that exists in this world comes from Hashem as a manifestation of Hashem's will, and he wants it to be here. Every moment is an opportunity for us. Every decision one makes has consequences, and everything can be a true blessing. Even if it may seem like a curse at the time, it may be a test, obviously we don't know, and it's certainly not something I'm getting into, that, you know, why God gives us challenges, and that's a whole other talk. But sometimes we're given the gift to be able to see why certain things happen, whether it's to us, whether it's to others, hopefully good things, but even bad things. Sometimes we can see, oh, I thought that was maybe it was actually really good. Oh, I can't believe that, right? We have to keep our eyes open. We have to keep our eyes open to look for not just the beauty and intricacy of Hashem's world and Hashem's involvement in the world, that how everything can play out. Could it be that maybe that was for this reason, that it really was that, like, or maybe that I don't really understand why it happened? No, obviously, it's a very high level to get to. But we want to try and get ourselves to the point where we can have such bitachon on Hashem that we don't doubt that everything is for the good or is necessary. Now, it's not always easy to do, but part of reaching that level is seeing all of the tiny, tiny, but amazing blessings that are throughout every single day. So many things that we take for granted. So many things that didn't have to happen. A little thing here, a little thing there, it adds up. You have a mountain of beauty. It is really amazing, and you have a true blessing. And therefore, we have a mountain of giving a blessing, a mountain of giving a curse, Har Ebal, Har Gerizim. We want the mountain of blessing to completely dwarf the mountain of curse. We want to heap up so many blessings and so much beauty and positivity that the curses will become negligible. That would be the goal, and that's what we need to strive for, hopefully with Mashiach, but we can certainly start sooner. So wishing you all well and a Shabbat Shalom.